You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Good evening, Vancouver. You have another equally hoarse host here as Gak takes over. I know Becky's been sounding quite hoarse. As I have been, I've had a rough little weekend here, just sort of fighting off what seems to be the vestiges of what winter's wrecked on me. My name's Gak. Radio Free Gak starts now.
I know it's quarter to two. I know that it's shorter to do than nothing new. You get me, swift pants, it's easier to settle. I know you wanna meddle with my head till it's jello, but I'm a hard noggin, drive a hard bargain. I don't throw the towel in, I'm charged carding. The game's gonna get a big bill. All my little shits amount to a big thrill. I'm pushing rappers down a big hill, it's done for. Think outside of the box, make it run for the front door like I'm Lars Professor. What you front for? What you giving me stress for? Not some people that's easy to please. Don't worry, I'm not one of them cheesy MCs. No hurry, slow down and sniff you some roses and give me new shoes and some exclusive poses.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a mark, do it out the dark like they did back then. Yeah, this is now, do it for the future. They can look back, man. Make them look back, man. Make them look black, man. Yeah, this is now, do it for the future like they did back then. Yo, there's never enough fit. Sit and listen to me. I'm speaking to you. Turn up the speaker like this, homie. Quit buying all the damn rap baloney. I'm scared of the youth who can't see through the phony. But I'm not a rapper hater, I'm a caffeinator. Give a little to you now, other half of later. Got TV tomorrow, I'ma make a statement. Stay recent, then I'm gonna write a treatment. I'm the guy to see if you wanna change the sequence. If you're tired of these fucking delinquents, but whatever, ever don't matter what I'm saying. Cause see that I'm clever since it's winter, but you know what the jacket is made of. Take me back to land cause I'm feeling contemplative. Well, you can find me down by the yard underneath Terminal Lab, and I ain't lower my carbs.
Mocha Only with Dew off the BC Rapper's 2007 album Vermillion. The former Swollen member has been releasing album after album since his time with the Vancouver Collective, and this year he's already released the Run and Find EP. And he should be dropping another album soon, tentatively called Hit and Switch, out through Urbnet Records shortly. Hi, it's Radio Free Gak again, your IV drip of cinematic wonderments and other fine music on UBC's Fly Community Radio Station, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. You can also find us online through www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be tickling your eardrums now until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call me here at the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Towards the tail end of the show, as mentioned during Becky's Wonderful This Side of Monday, I'll take a look at a couple of soundtracks by composer Louise Bakalov. But we'll start off with a quick double shot of the Slumberland label, as most of this week's show is going to be kind of lo-fi, sweet, hazy pop. Slumberland was founded 20 years ago in Washington, D.C. It was founded by the members of local acts Velocity Girl and Big Jesus Trash Can as an East Coast version of Olympia Washington's K Records. The label has always emphasized a hazy pop feel, much like shoegaze. Early acts included The Lilies, spelt L-I-L-Y-S, and The Swirlies, though acts like The Eisler Set and Boy Racer highlighted a bit more of the lo-fi aspects as well. Let's listen to a couple recent bands from there. This first band will actually be on the Biltmore on July 24th. These are The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with Young Adult Friction. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
Yeah.
the thought of a coming age, let alone on a morning page. You put your back to the spine, and you said it was fine. There's nothing really left to say. You're taking time with your vodka dream, something sweet to forget about him. If you go your own way, you go my own way, I'll never speak of it. Yeah.
Bye, Becky. What we just heard there was Crystal Stilts by the band Crystal Stilts. I'm going to try doing something here to remove my plosive consonants, and this is going to sound weird.
And it's not going to stay there.
So, never mind. Val was in Louisiana for the past couple weeks. She hosts Folk Oasis Wednesday nights, and I was hassling her. Well, at some point she asked me to fill in, so last week I did. So that was part of my crazy week last week, which is accounts for part of the reason why I am sounding very much like a, I guess, a sinister voice of reason or doom. So I filled in. Folk Oasis got sick from work for about 2 days afterwards, then went down to Seattle for a bit, came back last night, and as a thank you gift, she actually came up with this Cajun word I'd never heard of before. I think it's something like La Harangue or something like that. So I have a Tabasco beer koozie right now, and this looks awesome. I mean, it's not like a bottle of Tabasco, but at the same time, too, it could be used to hold other bottles, and that's fan-flippin' wonderful. So, yes, there's Crystal Stilts by the band Crystal Stilts off their album A Light of the Night, which was released last year through Slumberland Records. And the Crystal Stilts were in town a few weeks ago. They played a set with Calgary Act Women. And Slumberland, the label, is also a home to the band we heard before, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And the song was Young Adult Friction. And back in the day, Slumberland was the distributor of Stereolab's early singles and EPs. We'll cut over now to an album that hasn't been released yet, but MySpace has a few songs you can listen prior to the store's release date. The Mayfair Set are a bedroom super group featuring Brooklyn's Dum Dum Girls. Are they from L.A.? Not Brooklyn. Yeah, it's Dum Dum Girls are from Brooklyn, and L.A. has a Blank Dogs. And they combined into a Voltron-esque duo, and a 7-inch is due forth through Captured Tracks. So we'll start off with the Mayfair Sets, and the song will be Desert Fun, and then we'll listen to one of the Dum Dum Girls songs as well, too. Yeah, that's a Talk Talk song, if you're wondering why they're called that. So here we go.
Over and over again, I said I'd help you, I said I'd help you. Feel that I really real.
buzzing a 440 sound there. That was Karate Party with Pressure, which originally came out in 1999 on a 7-inch through Moolala Records, but it was remastered and re-released on clear orangey gold vinyl, which combined compilation tracks along with some unreleased material. And Karate Party was one of Sacramento multi-instrumentalist Chris Woodhouse's many, many acts, which indicated there were way just too many to list, since he was a drummer for easily a dozen bands, guitarist for another handful, and along with being a bassist, vocalist, producer, and audio engineer for more. Before Karate Party, we heard Death, and the song was Rock and Roll Victim. And Death were punk before punk even had a name. Death formed in 1971 by a trio of brothers in Detroit. They started off as an R&B act, before they saw Alice Cooper play live, and then they went hard. I'm not sure if they went sort of like Iggy and the Stooges, or if they're aware of it, but these three black boys, they had an arrangement to record several songs with Columbia Records. Even actually spoke with President Clive Davis directly, but they only completed a few before he requested the band change their name from Death to something a little bit more positive. They refused. Davis dropped Death, and the band basically started hand-pressing several hundreds of copies of their songs on the 7-inch before they moved to Vermont and turned gospel, otherwise basically disappearing. One of those brothers passed away about a decade ago or so, and the sons of one of the surviving brothers found out about his father's and uncle's history, and as their interest grew, they managed to actually have their entire output remastered by Drag City this year. And so this way you don't have to deal with the collector prices anymore. So through Drag City you can find the album For the Whole World to See. And the story behind this proto-punk band is brilliant, though don't confuse them with the metal band of the same name out of Florida. And before Death, we heard the Dum Dum Girls with Baby Don't Go. And you can find that off the forthcoming Jail La La 7-inch due shortly from Captured Records. And Dum Dum Girls is a one-girl act out of L.A., which means, as part of the supergroup with the Mayfair sets, that means the Blank Dogs, which provides the other half, are from Brooklyn. And we heard the Mayfair set at the beginning of that set with Desert Fun. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Thanks, John Wayne. My name's Gak. This is Radio Free Gak. Next up, we have a Toronto act with an equally unmarketable name like Death. From their self-titled 2005 album, Cover Your Ears, here's Holy Fuck with Bon Tempi Latin. We'll be right back.
Pretty little angel eyes. We'll be right back.
from France. That was Yusuf Jerusalem, a mysterious French dude with a cover there of a Marianne Faithfull song, With You in Mind. Yusuf Jerusalem shrouds his actual identity with a metal-inspired Arab imagery, and you can find that on last year's album, A Heart Full of Sorrow, through the Florida's Dying label. And before Jerusalem, we heard one of the first bands ever to come out of Seattle, and that was the Sonics with Have Love Will Travel off their 1965 album, Here Are the Sonics, which has been released a few times since then, most notably by Norton Records 10 years ago. Have Love Will Travel was written 50 years ago by Richard Berry, who is best known for writing Louie Louie, popularized by yet another Seattle act, The Kingsmen. You're listening to Radio Free Gek here on CITR Vancouver. This next act is a new band of Sydney, Australia. At this point, The Traps, they're on a small label I cannot identify, but it's definitely indie, and it's very good. So from a single released last year, here are The Traps with A Ballad for the Times, Future and Current.
Moving
Then we have the Vivian Girls with Lake House, which you won't find on their self-titled debut, but this appears on a compilation 12-inch through the Almost Ready label, The World's Lousy With Ideas, Volume 8, which also features bands like Time's New Viking, Tyvek, and the OSCs. And the Vivian Girls will be playing the Biltmore this Wednesday. Other shows happening in the next few weeks are as follow, and I quote, and let Thunder Heist provide a little background music here. Ooh, yes. A little louder there. So tonight, Block Party and Hot Hot Heat are at the Commodore. For those of you going to the Biltmore tonight to see the Stones Throne Tour, that's canceled, so don't go. And get your tickets refunded if you bought them. Tomorrow, April 28th, we have Antler along with the Abramson Singers, and they're playing an all-ages show at the Little Mountain Studios. On April 30th, Tax Day, Brastronaut will be with Obijou at the Biltmore. At the Wise Club, we have the Wasabi Collective, and at the Media Club, we have Chris Riffick and Ghost House. On May 1st, Mayday, we have C.R. Avery at the Biltmore, and then the Weakerlands, along with the Constantines, start one of two nights at the Commodore. May 3rd, we have Ladytron, along with the Faint at the Commodore as well. Then at the Astoria, on May 6th, we have New Sensei, Petroleum Byproducts, and Great 2000. The Beelines, along with the Isotopes, Hard Feelings, and Pretty Vanilla, will be playing in the Cobalt. That will be on May 8th, and that same night at the Biltmore, it's the Immaculate Machine. We'll jump a week forward, and at the Biltmore, on May 15th, it's the Virgins. The same night at the Media Club, we have the Obits, along with the Lights. On May 22nd, King Kong and the Shrines, along with Mark Salton, will be at the Commodore. And Lady Sovereign will be rocking Richards and Richards. For those of you not going to Sasquatch, there are several events there for you. May 23rd, we have Lucero with Black Joe Lewis, along with the Honey Bears, and they'll be at the Biltmore. At the Commodore, there's a sold-out show on the 24th, featuring the Animal Collective, along with Grouper. M83 will be there the next night. That'll be the 25th, and then playing the Malkin Ball, the all-ages show on the 25th. We have TV on the radio. And for those of you still paying attention, May 26th, Grizzly Bear will be at the Commodore.
Get ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
You know, he'll teach you the piano if you're quite nice. Chris Horrific is one swell hombre.
Thank you.
Luis Bacalov with Bicycle, or in Italian, In Bicicletta, from his Oscar award-winning score to the 1994 film Il Postino. And this week's soundtrack profile on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver, is on the Argentine composer. Bacalov's internet movie database profile shows almost 150 films to his name. And they're mostly Italian films dating back to 1960, including a wide selection of numerous spaghetti westerns like Django and Storm Rider. There's also a whole series of European crime films, usually the typical police dossier or Peckinpah-inspired crime tale. And what we'll do is we'll focus basically right now on two of his film soundtracks. And we'll start off with a selection of tracks from Bacalov's score to the 1972 film known in English as The Summertime Killer. Quentin Tarantino used the first song in, I think, the second volume of Kill Bill. And here is The Summertime Killer itself. And you want to know what the original film was called in Italian? It is Ricatto alla Mala, which I found out means a blackmail of the criminal underworld. We'll be right back. Ooh, lost a little bit of track of time there as I was catching up with Gavin Walker, who's preparing for the jazz show at 9 p.m. So, from Louis Bacalov's soundtrack to The Summertime Killer, we started off with the title track before we heard Motorcycle Circus, and in a weird little allusion to an earlier song we played by Vivian Girls, we had The House on the Lake, and then we ended up hearing Like a Play. And The Summertime Killer was directed by Spaniard Antonio Isasi Isamendi, and it starred Robert Mitchum's brother, Christopher, as a man set to avenge his father's death at the hand of mobsters 20 years ago when he was a wee lad. Bacalov's score to the film has been bundled with this next soundtrack on a single CD, though you can find it separately on vinyl if you can hunt the appropriate, vintage and collector shops. This 1973 police drama was never released in English, so I can only give you the Italian title, which roughly translates as The Police is at the Service of the Citizens. So here is Luis Bacalov's title track to La Polizia è al Servizio del Cittadino.
Thank you.
the background here, we hear Il Killer. And before that, Atessa Ossessiva. And we start off with Luis Bacalov's title track to Polizia e al Servizio del Cittadino. Along with his Oscar win for Il Postino, Bacalov was nominated for Best Score for the 1967 film The Gospel According to St. Matthew. He's currently the artistic director for the Orchestra della Magna Grecia in Taranto, Italy. And he's still composing, mostly Spanish adaptations of masses, fusing Abrahamic texts to his native Argentine tango style. So that's it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then tomorrow morning, Pacific Pickin' rolls you out of bed at 6 a.m. bright and early with your hosts, Arthur and Andrea. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the Schedule and Podcast link, and you'll find me at the Monday 7:30 slot. So just remember, it's www.citr.ca. As well, you can just go to iTunes. You can look up CITR Podcast as the search. I'll be one of the results there. And then you can just go to my website, which is gak.ca. I have to sort of re-tinker a few things there since I've been traveling and sick most of the time, so there's a few weeks out of date there. So all apologies for those of you looking at it. But this week, I'll update it with the new blog software, and it should look, well, pretty bad for a little while until I get my handle on it. We'll start this final set off with Amo Tobin and his 2000 single, and off his 2000 single, Four Ton Mantis. Here is be the Roots Manuva version of Saboteur. And then we'll close with Claude Larson. It's an alias for German producer Klaus Netzel, who provided mostly library music for TV and commercial production. And this track originally appeared on Lawson's 70s album, A Musical Wildlife, Volume 5, Africa. But the song pops up now and then on various white labels, and the most recent being on the B-side to a 2007 Afro-funky 12-inch. So we'll end up with Claude Larson and Mosquito. So take care, enjoy yourselves this week, and softball season starts tomorrow. Huzzah, go re-ups. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. If you're not doing anything Sunday, stop by Jericho Beach. We'll be playing CBC Radio 3.
Dumb and fool, funny fool, totalitarian taboo. Kick the kangaroo weeds under the under. Struck by the thunder, driven by your hunger. Can't take that pain no longer. Just a spawn of deprivation. Wake up and we reach for Vizsla. Sobriety's make me feel dizzy. The blue tube is my very best friend. How can I pretend I just surrender my lips? I guzzle, guzzle. Through my times of trouble, demuddle my muddle with that golden cuddle. The doorways of heaven bang closed in my face, cause my bowls and my belly are ruining me. And I ain't the geezer, geezer I'm supposed to be, cause I'm walking in the valley of vanity. Getting kicks from the skin deep beauty of snake charmers, silk sheets, silk pajamas. Little dandruff in my nose, paparazzi on my case. Forget I strike a pose. Rock and roll taking my soul, sent for the pasta. There's nobody here, but I swear I hear laughter. Saba who, Saba what now? Saba when? I'm falling. Saba who, Saba what now? Saba when? Yeah! That's simple and plain. No name. No name. No shame. No shame. Slow flow politician, optical rendition, expedite the expedition, mission clear as day. Can we refuse to succumb to the social fray? Can we refuse? Yeah, jamming, we planning, we just our groove and sway. Jamming, we planning, we just our groove and sway. I ain't the type of shit that don't seem to mean shit. Dig a leap again, but you find some deep shit. You might find they won't come check if it's quick. Gun those dudes with all this your bitch lick.
Thank you. You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9 or on the web, CITR.ca. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.